Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Radio Service. Now, the Indigenous Business Month, IBM co-founders are pleased to announce that this year's Indigenous Business Award winners have been recognised at the 10th Anniversary Breakfast event in Sydney. And one of the winners is Michael Prine, owner of Townsville CBD Electrical Pty Ltd, and winner of the 2024 IBM Regional Indigenous Business Award. And got Mick on the line. Mick, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Trevor. How are you, brother?
I'm good, my brother. Congratulations. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm a jewelry man from around the Bowen region, but live in Townsville.
Yep.
Bindawarga, Rukabar country.
Deadly.
Yeah, that's what we're based out of.
Deadly. But now, congratulations, owner of Townsville CBD Electrical Pty Ltd. So picked up the trophy. So how long you been in business for, brother? Tell us about your business.
Yeah, been in business 12 years, brother. So started a business. I didn't see many young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander boys or girls out on projects. So it instilled a bit of a passion into me to want to train our own mob up and create role models, I suppose, through the electrical sector, which is why I started and we're up to our 8th Indigenous electrical apprentice at the moment.
Good.
Which is, pretty deadly.
Fantastic, brother. Fantastic. So how many staff you got on board, bro?
We sort of sit around the 13, 14 staff.
Okay.
Currently. Yep.
Good. And so you did your trade as an electrician in Townsville? Tell us your story, your journey.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was living at Charters Towers, west of Townsville at the time, and moved to Townsville to take up a trade after I had my first child. So I thought I'd better get out there and
Have a look back.
Provide for family. So,
you're the
back,
owner?
Yeah.
And you're the business, have you the business partner or are you the sole owner?
No, sole owner, 100%.
Good, brother.
Indigenous owned and operated, brother.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's been a long journey.
Yeah, fantastic. And when we saw electrical work, we're talking housing, buildings, we're talking ships, we're talking mining.
We sort of concentrate on the commercial sector. We do a little bit of preventive maintenance or maintenance work with Q-Build.
Okay.
But we do defence projects and we've been doing a little bit in the Northern Territory, actually, and in Townsville. So, yeah, pretty exciting to step out. Outside of the state, we used to do a fair bit of work with Aboriginal Hostel, so we used to do a bit at the Cairns Hostel there and up on Thursday Island, which was pretty deadly to get the boys out and about.
Well, exactly, you know, and so when we look at, high tide rises all ships is what I'm thinking regarding supporting each other. You would have the fact that you're in a business, Indigenous owned, you'd be front and centre or close to good tenders in regarding Indigenous organisation or Indigenous projects, would you not?
And down, brother, to be honest.
Okay, brother.
Sector, especially locally, it's a little bit frustrating.
Okay.
We'd like to think mob would support mob, but sometimes they don't.
They don't. All right. Well, there it is. We're putting it out there now. You mob listening. There it is. Help a brother out. Yeah. But that's, look, congratulations, brother. You must be kicking goals because you're picking up trophies and awards, what have you. Look, it doesn't pay the bill, but it's another arm for promoting who you are and what you're doing, brother. Congratulations. And, look, keep doing what you're doing. A big shout-out to your deadly team. And good to be yarning with you, Mick.
I was going to say a big shout-out to our team and any apprentices that are going to be our future leaders and role models. We've got a couple of boys on Palm Island that are employed with us, so
good.
They'll be future leaders there, and we're going to have some future leaders in Townsville. So
Deadly.
Yeah, pretty exciting, brother.
Well, Mick, enjoy that journey. Thank you for your yarn. You take care and all the best to your team. And we'll yarn soon, Mick.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor.
See you, bro. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Mick Preen, his name is, owner of Townsville CBD Electrical Pty Ltd. and the winner of the 2024 IBM Regional Indigenous Business Award. So there it is. He says he gets a little bit of business from black organisations or black, other black companies. Look, there it is. People sort of support each other. High tide rises all ship. If you need any electrical work done, no matter where you're living, get in touch with Townsville CBD Electrical Pty Ltd. There it is. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong, you mob too deadly. National Talk Black.
Dance on the moon and stars over the range Bay. Nightlife of Kansas seems a world away when you're over the range, over the range in Yarra Bar. And the didgeridoos blend with guitars, shake a leg, dance under moon and stars, over the range in Yarra Bar.
Nyanda banapi bamanda, nyanda bakat nyanda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do. Walking frame blues, steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
My dancing days are over, but that's all right. I hardly ever stay up late at night.
No need to boogie and no need to waltz. Seems my legs have got some serious faults.
So I don't twist.
I don't shout.
Getting there is what it's all about. I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
It's got four wheels of fire and a cushy seat. Just enough room for me and my feet.
We can do what did at the traffic lights.
We don't linger,
we don't pause,
we give it a go.
Just because
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best.
To rush, I don't care if I'm late. No hurry up to the pearly gates.
Me and Mr. Zimmer, we're the best of friends. Bosom buddies when the evening ends.
So it's early to bed and early to rise. Just getting round is an old man's prize.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can.
What it's all about.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues.
Man with a red walking frame.
Yes, my girl. Goes faster than a blue one.
Can't we go now? If we leave now, we'll get there by dawn.
Steady, steady, my girl. We'll get there.
Steady, steady. Slowly, slowly. Oh.
Which way you feel?
Oh, I saw you now. Can't we mother sit down? Oh.
Got the walking frame. Steady, steady is the best I can.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country as BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up with Yarn now with the facilitator lead for Yarns Healed, and that's Flowers Purcell. And Yarns Healed, named winner of the 2024 Queensland Mental Health Awards, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander People's Award. And we have Flowers on. Flowers, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning all the listeners.
To Delhi, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Flowers?
Yes, I'm a descendant of the Bidjara people, and I also identify as a proud sister girl.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for coming to the program and congratulations in regards to 2024 Queensland Mental Health Awards recipient in regard to being the winner of 2024, Yarns Healed. So quickly tell us a quick about Yarns Healed. Who is Yarns Healed?
Yarns Healed is directly funded by the Mental Health Commissioner here in Queensland from October 2024. And the Yarns Healed project, this is the second rollout of this project, the first one being in 2019 for 12 months again.
Okay.
And then due to four young people, sadly, ending their life late last year, Queensland Council for LGBTI, in conjunction with the Two Spirit Program staff, went and knocked on doors, and the only door that opened was the Mental Health Commissioner. So the Mental Health Commissioner funded the Yarns Healed project, but it's a suicide prevention program aimed and targeting in a really good way
black
queer folk here in Queensland.
Well, yeah, Sister Girl, when you look at it, congratulations, like I said, once again, 2024 Queensland Mental Health Awards winners, recipient of that, and the fact that you won it. You don't do what you do for any awards or recognition, but the fact you did get recognised, well, that could help in regarding promotion marketing of the program and opportunity for more funding, you would think, Flowers.
Oh, absolutely. And that award is a big achievement,
yes,
that our work does not stop. And I would like to pay my respects to all the black queer folk, elders, allies and supporters who had a seat around the local expert groups, who were tasked at the activities, the artwork and those black queer conversations around suicide.
Sure. And Flowers, how long have you been facilitator lead there?
Going on 12 months now.
Okay. Enjoying that journey?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look, a very important space.
I wouldn't change it for the world.
There you go. Too Deadly. A very important space. And like I said, the fact that you are winners, that just states the fact that you're doing a great job and working in a very important space. So Too Deadly, Sister Girl, and big shout out to your team, your mob there. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
And have you got funding to continue, or where you at with that, Flowers?
We have come to a end with the rollout of the activities across all six corridors in Queensland, and now we're up to the report stage. But we have secured some interim funding from Brisbane North Primary Healthcare Network, and that small bucket of money is for what they call peer support workers, who will carry a small caseload.
Yes.
Emotionally supporting and spiritually supporting black queer folk down in southeast Queensland.
Yes.
So with that, we have some very welcoming news.
Yes.
We're actually going to set up a peer support line in Queensland, where our black queer folk can ring during business hours across Queensland.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
And that's that peer support, but also that spiritual and emotional support.
Exactly.
When they walk in those three worlds, the black world, the white world, and the rainbow world, as we say.
Yeah, beautiful. Love it. Sister Girl, good yarning with you. Thank you very much. Big shout out to your mob, your team there. Keep smiling.
Thank you.
You are true winners. And we'll yarn soon, Flowers.
Thank you very much.
Well, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Too Deadly, beautiful yarn there. Flowers Purcell, facilitator lead with Yarns Healed, and Yarns Healed named winner of the 2024 Queensland Mental Health Awards, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander People's Award. So fantastic winners at Rinners and a very important space. And sadly, just recently lost two young ones in the area, and that's what this space is all about, prevention of that. So very, very important. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Your host, the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I acknowledge my mob on my father's side, the one-year Gungalita mob up there, Dumuji, Moreton Island Way, Burketown. And my beautiful, beautiful mother with me in spirit, Darnley Island woman, born here in Cairns, and all the mob there were Arab, Darnley Island, All Sailor and Pit Mob, Too Deadly. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolled by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Bay? Any place and just around by Mavio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Bay? Any place and just around by Mavio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
Down, ooh, no respect. I Tamarindo, Uyula Jara.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, but if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Aponipomai Clinic and Wellbeing Centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
For us.
on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yan up strong. Now, Waverley Council announces 2024 finalists for $40,000. Mark and Evett Moran, a NIB Literary Award. And with that, we're going to catch up with one of these six shortlisted finalists, Shauna Bostock. And got Shauna online. Shauna, good morning, sister. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Good. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Oh, I'm from Bundjalung Country, northern New South Wales. Both sides of my family, mum and dad, Aboriginal.
Mum and Dad, beautiful. Well, big shout out to you, Mob, there. And listen, congratulations, one of the six shortlisted finalists. Look, $40,000 would come in handy, would it not?
Oh, it certainly would. All I can think about is travelling on country and going to remote places, and I don't have a four-wheel drive. So I'm hoping that I could get to, to hire one for a few trips out to interview Mob out in remote places. It'll be great.
Fantastic. So tell us the sort of work that you do to be shortlisted in this as a finalist.
Okay, well, what happened was I was bitten by the family bug, the family history bug, in 2008.
Yep.
And then I drew up a family tree because I didn't know anything about our mob past my grandparents.
Yeah.
And so I took it right back to colonisation. And then as a primary school teacher, I realised that I had something really substantial here.
Yes.
There are plenty of stories and Aboriginal authors who have written about their parents' story in two generations or whatever.
Mm.
But my story covers from colonisation to the present day. And I knew that mainstream media wouldn't believe this story because around that time, that I was starting my research, you know, people like Andrew Bolton, naysayers of Aboriginal history, were saying that we're all lying about about the truth. And so I went and did two more degrees because I felt spirit just tapping me on the shoulder saying, sister, you've got to do this.
Ancestors were talking.
Well, they do. They do talk to me. They've been all around me, my ancestors, since the whole time. And, you know, like magic stuff's happened, as blackfellas know, you know, like the books that I needed jumping off shelves. And I mean, I'm being, you know, exaggerating there, but you know, things have come in my pathway to help and support me. And I do believe our ancestors have been behind pushing me forward. So I ended up writing a book and it's called Reaching Through Time, Finding My Family's Stories. And I went all the way to PhD to do this because I knew that white fellas were saying that we're not telling the truth.
Talking
fork, so I went and got all the archival information and I learned how to research and write academically so that I could do this book. So this book is over a decade of work.
Yes.
And I traced my four Aboriginal grandparents back to the settlement of northern New South Wales on Bundjalung Country.
Mm.
And then I started there and came back and put that history within the context of Australian history. And it's an epic book to read.
Good.
And I'm starting to get recognition. I just won the New South Wales Premier's History Award for Community and Regional History.
Yes.
And now I'm up for this award. Because of the research that I've done. So it's a really good read, and I recommend everybody have a look at it. I've made it readable for everybody.
Good.
And I'm starting to really get out there and get known in the community, which is great.
And the other good thing is, well, there's your history now for your family to see, you know, and the roots are strong in the tree, isn't it?
Well, what I want is for kids in our mob to know where they come from, you know?
Exactly.
Like, it's not been recorded. It's not been recorded properly. They just don't know a few generations back. And sometimes, you know, you ask the old people and sometimes they're a bit guarded about that because, you know, it's been a traumatic experience for them. And too many have already gone. And so we got to get this history down. We got to get it into our kids because as much as there was a massive amount of oppression and hardship in Aboriginal history, there are outstanding moments of powerful, powerful, strong people standing up against, you know, the white juggernaut of colonialism And so my book isn't depressing. I mean, there are some sad bits, of course. Sad stories need to be told. But there's some really uplifting, powerful stories of powerful ancestors that we've got, you know?
And we've all got a story to tell. And we black fellas are storytellers. And, you know, let the truth be told. There's truth telling as well, you know? But it's also a vehicle that educates people, black and white, and in Australia itself. I mean, Australia has a history, black or white, good or bad, but the history is a history, and we need to put it out there, sister.
That's exactly right. And the really stunning thing that I've come to see is white fellas coming to me and saying, we didn't know anything about this.
Yeah, exactly.
We knew nothing about this. I never learned about this in school. And I just think that, you know, the education system needs to kick up the bum because, you know, they've cherry-picked certain little pieces of history. Oh, we'll teach the kids about Mabo, we'll teach them about this and that, but we'll just do little bits and pieces. Mm. And, you know, I stand in front of university students. I teach university students now because I've got a PhD, and I say, what do you know about the Aborigines Protection Board? And there's crickets. They know absolutely nothing. But these tyrants, these government tyrants, you know, ruled our mob's lives in a terrible, diabolical way, and nobody knows about them. So it's time that all this stuff came out. We've got to rip the scab off this wound so that everybody can heal from it.
Well, at all our schools as grown up, we learn all about Captain Cook, you know?
I know, and it's a false history. And, you know, it's time to... That's why there's this great big truth-telling drive at the moment.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
People... You know, a lot of non-Indigenous people see that as some kind of catch cry, but it's so important, and it's time for it to come out now. You know, like, people have got to know the truth, and they don't know it, you know?
Exactly. Hey, good talking with you. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Good luck with it all, Shauna. Being the best you can be, and a big shout out to your mob there, and keep doing what you're doing, my sister.
Yeah, thank you so much, and really great to talk to you all, you know? And, have a look at my book. You'll love it.
And again, the title, Reaching?
It's Reaching Through Time.
Fantastic.
Finding My Family Stories, but just Reaching Through Time.
Yes.
And it's an Alan and Unwin book. It's available on Booktopia and Amazon and Dimmicks and Big W. And so, yeah. And if they haven't got it, order it in because it's starting to run out of it because it was published last year. It's starting to you know, you can order it in.
Fantastic.
And any bookstore will order it in for you.
And you'll take anybody's money, eh, sister?
What's that say?
You'll take anybody's money, eh, sis?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's payment for a job hard, you know, a hard job that's done.
Too deadly. Shauna, thank you. Take care.
All right, good talking to you. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Shauna Bostock, her name is one of six shortlist finalists. Waverley Council announces 2024 finalists. Of course, she's one of them for $40,000 Mark and Everett Moran NIB Literal Award. So there it is. So fantastic. And do what we do, but tell the story as well about your family, your history, and maybe picking up $40,000 prize too, Deadly. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. National Talk Black.
Mixed up minds that planted seeds of crime. stop mine that planted the seeds of crime. Kanjin Yamagari, I'm just a walking Dungana to get out of this city called Aborigines. Ways will never be part of this system.
FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What do he wanna know?
He wanna know.
Yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him keep it on the low.
Keep it on the low, low.
So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post.
Stalking on my post.
Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most.
But I can never trust a soul.
Baby, I'm by my business.
I ain't playing games.
Really, I hate chasing these millions.
With no makeup, I'm still the baddest. Shit in the building.
He know I'm the realest.
I think he catching feelings.
But I gotta do me, 'cause when I didn't have it, where was everybody? Now I'm up, they wanna message me and say I'm sorry. They know I'm great, they told me don't forget me when you make it. I tell them where was your support when I came up from the pavement.
If you love me, let me know. 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 If you got me in the zone, but I ain't really know. So if you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know.
Calling my phone.
calling my phone. Yo, FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What do he wanna know? He wanna know. Yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him keep it on the low. Keep it on the low, low. So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post. Stalking on my post. Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most. Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.